All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Olympia Public Infrastructure District Number 2. Today is April 30th, 2026. It's 10:08 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everybody could state your name for the recording, we'll start with the board. Rye, your chair. Do you want to start?
Yep, Ryan Button, board chair.
Kirk Young, board clerk.
Matt Entz with Snow Jensen and Reese, District Council.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, board, first up, it's our only item on the agenda is the board resolution. So let me pull that up. Matt, do you want to walk through it for us?
Sure. Like Michael mentioned before the meeting, this resolution actually covers both the withdrawal and the annexation that is being proposed. The annexation is, of course, to add significant acreage to the district to get ready for bond issuance. The withdrawal is to pull out the original postage stamp that was the initial boundary of the district. And so we're killing two birds with one stone with this approval. I think you'll see in the title of the resolution there, we're talking about just under 135 acres being added and then 0.07 acres being withdrawn. So we have to do this on separate plats, which I appreciate, Ryan, you going back and having the surveyor separated into two plats. Just in order to meet the state code requirements, but you can approve those in a single action. So that's what we're doing today. So, any questions? In
No.
fact, Michael, if you'll scroll down a little more, you can see there's a addition parcel A and then addition parcel B are both included. And then down a little further is the withdrawal parcel. So, all three legal descriptions are addressed.
Very good.
That's it.
Okay, well, we ready to
Any
make a motion?
questions?
No, I don't have
You
any.
guys good?
No, I'm good.
Okay, what I need then is a motion to approve resolution 2026-01.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve resolution number 2026-01.
I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. I don't show anything else on the agenda. Do you guys have anything for us?
I actually have one question for you guys, Ryan and Kirk. We'll be sending around the petitions that need to be signed along with the resolution. And the petitioners on this, it looks to me like on the withdrawal, it's Last Holdout LLC, is the owner of that parcel. And then the annexation parcel is Olympia Ranch LLC. Olympia Ranch 3 and Olympia Ranch 4. Is there a name you want me to put on those as the signer? Is that one of you guys that will sign for those LLCs?
Yeah, either one of us can sign for those on the Olympia Ranch side.
Okay.
There's
Do you have a preference?
also, does Harriman City need to sign it as well? They currently today are entitled to one of the pieces, but depending on when this goes forward, we're in the process of closing on that property with them.
Oh, okay, is that on the annexation?
Yes, on that 18-acre parcel that's listed.
Okay. Yeah, we better have them sign the annexation too then. So I'll add them to it.
Who?
Again, it'll be kind of a timing thing. When would we be signing this?
We'll circulate it after the meeting today, so it'll just need to be signed with the resolution.
Is this something that can be done via DocuSign, or do we have to have notaries?
Yeah, the one thing that needs to be notarized is there's going to be a notice that's signed by you as the chair of the district, one for each of the boundary actions, so one for the withdrawal, one for the annexation. That needs to be notarized, but we don't need the original. You should just hold the original. You just send us a PDF And that's all we need to get it processed with the state.
Okay. If you'll just send me an email when these come through and just make sure I know which things need to be a wet signature versus the electronic, that'd be helpful.
Okay. Will do.
I'll send you the resolution through DocuSign, and then we'll send you the petition and those two notices of impending boundary action separately. That way, you guys know which ones to do. Okay, last holdout, is that you guys? Did you guys
No,
get? Okay.
it's not us. No.
We'll
Well,
let
last.
you.
So, who
Yeah.
signs for last holdout? Sorry, I misunderstood. I thought that was you.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. We'll sign for the Olympia entities. Last holdout will be one of, there's two different people that can sign for it. So, I'm not sure which. You want me to
Okay.
provide their names, or can we leave a blank and have them?
I'll just leave it blank.
If
When does
I
this need to
were,
be signed? Doug, who usually gets those signatures, is out of town for a few days. He'll be back Monday, but
we'll just need them before we can submit to the Lieutenant Governor's office.
okay. So
So,
it's fine if he gets it next week for you.
yeah, because the plats still need to be signed off by the county surveyor too, right?
Okay. Yeah,
So.
how much time do we have realistically before, I guess what I'm wondering is if I can get this closing done with Harriman City, and maybe I just go do a closing with last holdout on the little postage stamp areas. If I were to do that realistically, so that it didn't slow up the process,
Yeah.
how much time do we have?
The biggest unknown where we're at currently is how long will it take the county record, excuse me, the county surveyor to review and sign off on the plats. That's the part that we don't have any control over. So while we're waiting for that, you have time to, if you want to go and close on those before the other docs are signed, that's fine. Because we need to have that county surveyor sign off before we can move on to the next step anyway.
Does the surveyor sign off? Is he gonna have to re-sign off if we were to close and the ownership information changed on there?
No. Nope.
Do you have any recent experience with him to have any idea what to expect? Is he a week, 2 weeks, a month?
Salt Lake County, they're usually pretty good on
Yeah.
turnaround. I would say less than 2 weeks.
Okay, well let's get us that information and let me
Okay.
just see if I can what I can get done. If you can still without any delay submit to the county, let me
Yeah,
I know
we.
I can get a closing done with the last holdout and then they wouldn't have to sign and that would probably be easier.
In fact, probably the ideal thing is if either you or I just have your surveyor submit the plats to the county. That way, if the county has any concerns or feedback, they can go straight to the surveyor.
Okay. So it's in
So,
condition right now that's ready to be submitted just to have them review it.
yep.
Okay. I will have Karen White at Ensign get that submitted. And
Okay.
then what I'll do is ask her to copy you and I on that email to the
Okay.
county so that when they respond with comments or questions, then we are all in the loop. Does that sound okay?
That'd be great. Yep.
I will make a phone call after this.
Okay. And we'll get the rest of the docs to you probably within the hour here.
Yeah, I'll get the resolution. Look for the share file emails.
Okay, very good.
All right, so we'll adjourn and then Christy, will you leave after we adjourn? I need to chat with Ray and Kirk about the quarterly reports. So it's easier, I think, Ray, if we just do it when we're on the Zoom.
Yeah, that's fine. Do you
Okay.
need a motion to adjourn?
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, we're adjourned.